What's up, everybody? It's Nick with a good miss. Riding solo today. It's the middle of the week. My daycare was closed, and I am home chilling with my baby boy, Simon. Beware, he's in the living room playing, and if I hear crying, I gotta go, but I'll be back. Charlie isn't with me today. So there will be no shot of Fireball. I'm recording this, and it is 10 in the morning. So I think that might be a sign of a problem, but whatever. So sorry, no Fireball today, no Charlie. I know he's the heart and soul of this podcast, and I'm going to have to bore you today with only me, but it is what it is. Kind of a different show today. We're not going to have anybody on. We're not going to talk football, fishing, anything else. I'm actually going to talk about a course I was invited to go down and play just south of Sioux City, Nebraska, Sioux City, Iowa. It's an interesting area. It's on the river. Down in Homer, Nebraska, a brand new course called Landman. It's one of the seemingly most highly touted new tracks coming up in the United States. I've seen anywhere as number 5, potentially, top 10, top 20. And after playing it last week, it's clear why. I want to thank my good buddy Dan Johnson for actually inviting me to go down to play. And to be honest with you, I follow everybody on Twitter. I'm kind of a golf nut, and I had never heard of this course before he mentioned it. Seemingly because it's brand new. Middle of nowhere, kind of, Homer, Nebraska, population nothing. Just kidding, there's people that live in Homer, Nebraska. But if you're headed out to Landman and you've got the directions plugged into your GPS, keep following it. You're supposed to be on a dirt road. You're going to take a sharp left or a sharp right, depending on which way you come in from, and it is there, so keep going. It's one of those golf courses that, I mean, when I'm driving down the highway, I'm looking at the landscape wherever I'm at, be it plains, be it mountains. I'm thinking, man, it'd be cool if somebody put a golf course here. And somebody did. I think it was a farming family from Homer. Got together with the designers of Sweetens Cove and decided to drop a golf course in the middle of really tough farming terrain. I don't know. The land would kind of go to waste. It would just sit there. I don't know what they did before, but it's a beautiful layout. It's like playing on the moon, damn near. Picturesque, as all picturesque. If you're an Instagrammer or a Snapchatter or whatever, you're going to take endless pictures. My pictures suck. I took a few. They didn't do it justice. So I stole a buddy's picture of the clubhouse, and I stole another buddy's picture of the courses. Because we played it midday, and there wasn't a lot of sunshine to, you know, cast shadows and get that good Instagram pics. You'd have to load it up with filters, and I'm not real into that. I want to be forthcoming in what you're actually looking at. But I would say overall, the course, the layout, again, I've played a lot of nice golf courses in the Midwest. I don't get too far away because I have a wife and 3 kids, and frankly, I like being married, and so I get away from time to time. But it was nice because this course is only 2 hours away from where I live, and was able to get down and play a couple courses in 2 days and come back without the wife. And I make her sound like she's a stickler. Thank God she lets me play when I want to play. Thank you, Brittany. Went down, played it, and again, it was a 10 out of 10. The course layout is unlike anything I've ever seen. It would be an absolute nightmare to walk. they had a whole fleet of push carts, and I would say those things are going to get they're going to collect dust pretty quick. This course is a brute. Just from the distance to hold a hole, I'm not complaining. It was glad we were in carts. I wasn't going to walk and ruin my day. Did a lot of that with the false fronts, but I'm going to get into that. Pulled in, guys from the cart barn were chilling. They drove out, gave us carts, kind of directed us where to go. Drove up. It's a really small but quaint clubhouse, an absolute vibe. They had probably one of the coolest cigar humidifiers or human, that's what they're called, whatever. Coolest cigar box, I'll call it, that I've ever seen. It was like something that you'd see in a spaceship. So we rolled out with a couple cigars, got some really cool merch. They got a lot of shirts and stuff. The bar's right in there. The staff at Landman was about as gracious as all get off. Again, I played with my buddy Dan. I couldn't tell you what greens fees were. I wouldn't tell you anyways, but it was fantastic. A lot of murmurs. I mean, a lot of excitement. Everybody out there was just happy to be there. If you've listened to other shows, you've heard that I might be a little hot on the golf course. Tend to run warm time to time. I've been working on it this year. I went down there with a different attitude, though. I wasn't going to let bad golf ruin my experience at this. Sheesh, it's pretty much an oasis. If you know Northwest Iowa and Western Nebraska, it's like a little gem out in the middle of nowhere. We got teed off. I think we played the white tees, and I want to say it was about 6,700 yards. I think it tipped out at about 7, and to be honest with you, if it were me, I'd probably play the tips, but since it was my first time around the track, I didn't want to do that to myself. I wanted it to be an enjoy everybody. I wanted to have fun. We all said, listen, this is going to be a fun experience. Let's take advantage of it. And we did. Went down there with a buddy, Dan and Steven, and I think we all played fair. My scoring didn't suggest that, but not tooting my own horn or bragging, because we all know where that goes. I play to about a 0-2 throughout the year. I shot 85. I had a blast. I don't remember last time I played that bad and had that much fun. I hit great golf shots, and it was one of those tracks that I think if I would have had a caddy or perhaps played with a member that could tell me where not to hit it, I probably would have shot in that 75 range. That's just not knowing the course. I could honestly say I'll go out a second time and I would shoot. It would be much lower, knowing what to expect. Oh, baby boy's making some noise over here. What's up, bud? All right. Might have to do a diaper change here in a minute, but ignore that. The first hole, I mean, we got up there as par 5. I think it was playing about 600 yards into the wind that day. Again, don't go out to Landman expecting to get a calm day. Peaks and valleys, you're hitting from tops of hills a lot of the time, and the wind blows. And if you're playing in the middle of the day in Nebraska, you might get 40-mile-an-hour gust. Don't let that fool you. The front nine is typically straight into the wind on almost every hole. It doesn't mean you're going to be in jail. You got to hit it in the right spots. But the back nine is almost all downwind, which made for a lot of fun, cool, gettable holes, even from the tips back there. But the first hole, a good example. I hit a drive, great drive, hit a great second shot. I'm about 70 yards off the green and hit it up there. And I think I'm about 5-6 feet away. Pin was back left. Get up there and no ball. No ball to be seen. And I get up and Dan says, no, you're short. I'm like, how? Caught a valley, rolled 40 yards back off the front of the green. And it was like, oh boy. What a start. I didn't get up and down for par, bogey my first couple holes. It was just stuff like that where it's like, man, you got to know where to hit it. I think the members would agree with me. I mean, again, I'm not anybody. I'm not a course rater. I'm not a blogger. I like to do this podcast for fun. I'm just a golfer, giving my honest opinion. And It was a good time. And like I said, don't let the wind bother you. Make sure you have a good time. We did. We had a blast. There wasn't a range. I mean, as new, I think this course opened about a month ago, and the range wasn't open yet this year. I don't know where they'll have it, but it looks like they're also going to have kind of a stay and play kind of a vibe. There were some cabins just down to the right of number 18. It would be really cool to go down there and play 3 days and get a bunch of guys, go out and slam some brews and play some golf over a couple days. Again, the staff in the clubhouse was fantastic. The total vibe out there, every tee times were every 15 minutes. And that was perfect with the amount of looking for balls that we did. But yeah, I just want to let everybody know, my opinion doesn't matter. I'm just a golfer and was fortunate enough to get down there and play. And I'm not trying to upset anybody with my, but I'm giving my honest opinion. And excuse my little boy, Sai. He's over there playing. I guess, remember, the course is new. It's a month. It was open a month, I believe, when we got down there and played. And it shows, unfortunately for Western Nebraska and, East Nebraska and Western Iowa, it's been dry. It's been real dry this time of year. Corn's already coming out, beans are already coming out, which if you're a farmer, you get it. And I think when you build a new golf course and you're not getting enough water, as a superintendent and an architect and just an overall crew, you're going to have some frustrations. And, I mean, you know, new fairways, what's underneath new grass, sand. I mean, again, it was kind of hard picking a ball clean. I got better as the day went on. I didn't really care about how I was hitting the ball. I wasn't hitting it good, but again, a lot of sand in the fairways, but again, it goes back to the course being new. Same thing on the greens. The greens were, man, I'm trying to think of a hole nobody would know unless you play in Northwest Iowa, but it's nothing like I've ever putted on. Probably the slopiest greens I've ever seen. You would oftentimes be putting through a 4 foot valley to get to a pin that was on the other side of a 5 foot mound. I mean, it was, it wasn't totally off. And walking around the greens were enormous, almost too big. I'd even say that you could probably take 10 to 15 feet off of each green and still have the biggest greens you'll ever see. Because a lot of those weren't usable pins. It was like you could putt up a hill and have the ball come all the way back. And we messed around a few times and tried doing that. And of course, we ended up making more work of it, having to walk 50 yards down the green to go get our ball that hit a false front. But it was cool. Again, I feel bad because it was dry, and there were spots on the greens with these slopes that it's like, man, if they don't get more water, those slopes aren't going to be able to hold the water. Rolled surprisingly true. For what it was, I want to compare it to like when Billy Horschel was being a little baby that one year, about those Poana greens at the US Open. And it was like, it wasn't that. It was like you when it went into it, not expecting, you know, Augusta greens, brand new course. Nobody's going to have that. But they rolled surprisingly true. You just had to know where to hit it. The breaks were, oftentimes you were putting with a 6 foot break if you weren't in the right spot. So again, I'm not going to go into that. Everybody has their thoughts and opinions. Don't shoot me. I'm just a messenger giving you my honest feedback. Again, it was fair. Anything inside 10 feet, yeah, it was good. Just lag it up there and get your two putt, like most times. But I don't know. It was, fairways were fair. Again, they were in great shape. Hit it in the right spot or else you're going to be in a bunker. Those bunkers were deep. They were not fun. There were a few with 10-foot faces. The one on 18 looked like something out of The Lion King. It was, there was a huge mountain in the middle of the putting green. And, unfortunately for like, again, course in Nebraska, the wind always blows. So it's blowing the sand out of the bunkers. A couple of holes on the back nine were, it was like you were in a sandstorm. That's how windy it was. But, again, it was fair. If you hit good shots, you're going to get rewarded. If you hit bad shots, you're going to get punished. And I think that's the way golf should be. Except when you hit a good shot and you think it's good and it's 40 yards short of the green, that's, it is what it is. A lot of birdieable. Is that a word? Birdieable holes out there. Especially on that back nine, a lot of those holes are downwind. If you rope a drive, oftentimes you'd probably have less than 70 yards in. Again, know where to hit your second shot, because where you think is good may not be. And I realized that very soon. One kind of funny hole, it was not a funny hole, but they have a 100-yard par three out there. And you're thinking, 100-yard par three, that sounds ridiculous. I got a six. Granted, I hit a terrible tee shot left and it was kind of in jail, but I hit what I thought was a great second shot up there. It caught a false front and rolled back into a bunker. 4 or 5 foot face on that bunker, went over the green. It was just a nightmare. Yeah, I don't know. Sorry about that, guys. I had to step away there for a second. Had a little crisis with the baby, found his pacifier, got that plug in, and we are back. So yeah, that par three, punishing. They got a cool little beer cart, not beer cart, a little beer shack, food shack out in the middle of the course, because there's no cart girls. There might be in the future, I don't know, it'd be tough. But the snack shack out there on number, would have been 11 probably, sandwiches, beers. Yeah, it was a shout out to Johnny Douglas, a former graduate or just recent graduate of Morningside College, just turned pro. He was the dog in there serving up all the cocktails. So thanks, Johnny Douglas. I just got to reiterate the layout of this golf course, fair and unfair at the same time. Hit good shots. You won't be disappointed. I'll go course layout. I'll give that a 10 out of 10. Clubhouse experience, drive in, 10 out of 10, other than Dan almost swerving into a semi and killing us on the way down. It's okay, Dan. We won't hold that against you. Again, if you're going out there, it's new. I think a good, solid winter with a lot of snow will help. I think a wet spring in 2023 will help, really help fill out that golf course. I was talking to a couple other guys out there that were from like Texas. They thought the same thing. They were like, no, fantastic. I think truthfully in about a year or two, I'm going to head back down. I think that'll be when it was already hard to get a tee time. Evidently, I talked to another guy. He said he waited 3 months and got lucky. But yeah, new golf course, and it shows in times. But like I said, I think the hype is real. If you have an opportunity to go there, go. It was an experience. There aren't a lot of times I get to play fancy golf courses like that, and it didn't disappoint by any means. I'm going to try and get out next summer again, smack it around now that I know what I'm dealing with. I think I could scrape out a round that might look pretty decent, but I don't know. I'm trying to think of anything else out there that might interest the golfers throughout the U.S. or anybody else. I hope, I want to thank the staff again at Landman. You are fantastic. If you're listening to this, I hope you don't hate me and hope you invite me back. I just won't tell you who I am next time I go down there. the course is incredible. Thank you. Landman, home of Nebraska. Get out and play it. You won't be disappointed. Cheers, boys.